Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Offside the Football Podcast. Today I'm joined by my co-host, Sergio, and a new guest from Mexico.
Braulio Quijano, hola.
Hola, hola. How are you doing? First and foremost.
Yes? I'm doing great. New place, new experience. So let's see how it goes these next few months. So yeah, really excited to be part of this podcast.
Nice. How are you doing, Sergio?
I'm doing great as well.
Good. I'm also good. Thanks for asking. Well, today we're going to talk about the Champions League. Now, obviously, we are a bit late to the party in some ways. Now, the first knockout rounds have been played. Some interesting results. We're going to talk about who goes and makes it through, who we think are going to make it through. And then at the end, maybe we'll share our winners. So, first and foremost, Sporting Manchester City?
Well, I think that's obvious. Manchester City, well, they have a 5-goal lead. So I think they don't have to worry about anything on the second match.
I think they're going to play the B team against Sporting in the second match. They're going to give players like Palmer some game time.
Wow, the disrespect. Yeah, I don't think Sporting have any chance, thankfully. PSG versus Real Madrid. Now, that was an interesting game. Real Madrid were very shit. I think we can all agree.
Real Madrid fans cheered for Mbappe when he scored.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Typical Real Madrid fan.
Wow. Anyways, what do you think of the game? We watched it together, didn't we?
Yeah, it was a very intense game by PSG. I think they led all the game. And we'll see how it goes on the second leg. Hopefully, we can see a new Real Madrid with lots of attacking. And I'm hoping for that. I expect that.
I think Messi's going to win the game in Bernabeu.
Okay.
After missing the penalty in Paris, he's going to go to Bernabeu, and then he's going to score against Real Madrid.
Well, Ronaldo's the GOAT, so I don't believe that's going to happen.
You know, I read yesterday, it was like in Portugal, they call Ronaldo a magician. That's why he always disappears in big games.
Well, Messi was nowhere to be found against Real Madrid.
No, it was a shitty game by Leo Messi. I hope he steps up on against Real Madrid. I think it's the worst game I've seen Messi in PSG, actually.
I think he got like a 2 out of 10 or 4 out of 10.
From L'Equipe. Yeah, he did. Yeah. Well, I mean, he was terrible. He missed the penalty, obviously. Big Thibaut saving it. And like I said, do you think one of these two teams is going to win the Champions League? Or are there more better contenders?
No, I think there are.
Without saying who you're going to say.
Of course. But I think there are better contenders. And I don't think PSG is able to overcome this Champions League and League One. They're not playing really good.
Not very convincing
as well.
Yeah.
So.
I agree. I don't think PSG have enough competition in the League One and the League One to
Uber Eats.
You know, the League Uber Eats, whatever it's called. They don't have enough competition to actually make them good enough for the Champions League.
And they have so many stars that their egos kind of clash, I reckon.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that they're all friends.
Hence Neymar saying that he wants to move to the MLS.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's gonna happen right now.
Not yet. But okay, eventually will.
Just like Suarez and Messi, probably.
Yeah, I'll go to Inter Miami.
All right, so a surprising result. Salzburg drew to Bayern. They went up early, didn't they? They scored. And on the 8th of March, they play again in the Allianz Arena. What did you make of the game, first and foremost?
The first game, I thought Bayern had a lot of chances to score. And I also thought that Salzburg played very well. But it was kind of underwhelming from such a strong Bayern team. And they only scored in the last 10 minutes after going at it all game.
Yeah.
So that was kind of disappointing from Bayern, in my opinion.
Do you think Bayern is going to win the next round?
I think they're going to win 4-0 at home. They're going to absolutely thrash Salzburg.
Okay, 4-0.
I say the same, you know. They have a really strong team with really good players. So, yeah, I think that was only a bad game for them. But they have a really consistent game. And yeah, let's hope. I'm hoping they win.
Because I saw a post by Bayern that said that showed the scores from both matches of knockout stages for the round of 16. And in most of them, Bayern, I saw one against Shakhtar. They drew away at Shakhtar 1-1, and then they beat them like 4-5-0 at home. So I think it's going to be the same thing.
Nice that Bayern post that. Just to,
they did it against Arsenal as well. It's just a post of the past 10 years and they've won every single one.
Oh, nice. Well, I think it's going to be close. I don't think Salzburg have anything to lose. You know, so that I think they're going to they're going to go fully at it. And I think it's going to be a close game. I'm going to say 2-1 to Bayern. I actually generally think that a team...
We didn't give score predictions for the other games.
For the other games? Well, yeah. I don't think we need a score prediction for Manchester City.
What about for Real Madrid?
For Real Madrid. What do you think? Real Madrid, PSG?
I think it's going to be a 1-0 game.
Mm-hmm.
And then penalties.
But I don't know. I think PSG has the capability of dominating the game as well, but it will only depend on them. But we'll see. I don't know.
What about yourself?
I want PSG to win, but I think Real Madrid will win 3-1 at home.
3-1.
Yeah. I mean, you can never not trust in Real Madrid. Exactly. They always make a surprise in Champions League.
They've won the competition the most times.
Yes.
And also with the likes of Carlo Ancelotti as the manager. He's always top manager. He knows how to really pump up his teams to come back. What about yourself?
I don't know. I think it's going to be... I hope to see a different Real Madrid. I hope they go through purely because I just don't like the way PSG are run as a club. All that oil money. So a bit of bias then, I guess. But I don't know. It's going to be 1-0. And I think PSG will go through that way.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a draw. Or, yeah, it's going to be 1-0 Real Madrid and then extra time or late winner from PSG or equaliser / winner then. Moving on to Inter, who actually I thought deserved to score at
or
least.
Win
or win against Liverpool. Now, they obviously ended up losing 2-0. I think we watched this game as well, didn't we? Instead
yeah,
of this
did,
one.
Yeah.
So, what were your thoughts on the game as a whole and give us your prediction?
I think Inter didn't made a bad game. They just had mistakes. But I think it's going to be complicated for Inter and Milan to win the other game.
Yeah, especially at Anfield as well. Yes. You know, it's Anfield European Nights special.
That's you want at Anfield.
True, true.
But... we had a goal advantage. I don't think Inter will be able to win at Anfield either.
No, me
I think it'll be just I sort of think as well, if Liverpool win every game they have left of the season, they win the Premier League.
Yeah.
Because only 3 points behind City.
That is how it works.
Yeah, but no, do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Okay, yeah.
But if Manchester City win all of their remaining games.
Yeah, no, shit.
That's just what I'm getting at, you know, with you.
No, no, but like, you, because we're always thinking Man City's going to easily win the league.
No.
But Liverpool are really there.
I think Liverpool are going to win the league.
And I think they're going to easily beat Inter at home.
Okay, nice. Well, okay, so score prediction there?
3-0. 3-1.
3-1,
sorry.
What about yourself?
I'd say it will be a draw between 1-1, probably.
Yeah, I mean...
2-1.
2-1? That's not a draw.
I know, but if someone needs to win, yeah, it will be Liverpool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be... I don't know. I like Inter Milan. I think Liverpool are going to win at Anfield. I think it's in 3-0.
Yeah.
Some dodgy game, I reckon. And now Chelsea-Lille, I didn't watch because I knew it was going to finish...
it's just going to be a boring game.
Yeah, and they don't really necessarily have to do well. Now, they won, obviously, 2-0 against the French champions.
Well, no, like 13th in the league this year.
Really?
Yeah, they're all doing really badly.
Oh, wait, I thought they weren't that bad.
Oh, no, they're doing really badly because the manager left to Saint-Étienne at the end of the season.
No, didn't he leave to Nice?
No, or to Nice, I don't know, but look, 11th.
Wow, mad. Anyways, so yeah, we expect Chelsea to go through on this one.
Yes, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, they have a great team. And Lille, I actually don't know many players of Lille. But I know they won last year's League One. And, well, nothing to expect from that game.
No, it's one of the games where you think, like, okay, so there's two games, I reckon, which you're like, okay, fine. You can, like, you don't have to watch it. You know the outcome, uh-huh. which is obviously Sporting versus Manchester City and Chelsea Lille. I just don't think Lille have got it in them to make it even difficult for Chelsea. And then I'm going to say...
I think Chelsea may struggle at Lille.
You think they're going to underestimate?
Yeah. I still think Chelsea's going to win overall, but I think they're going to draw. I think it's going to be a 1-1 draw.
1-1 draw, what are you saying?
2-0.
2-0 again. Yeah. I think that is what I'm going to say. I think David,
good player. Jonathan David.
Jonathan David, Timothy Weah. I'm going to say 2-1. I think Lille will go ahead. And then, put on and win. Now, Villarreal Juventus was an interesting game, quite boring, quite tense. Vlahovic's goal was a good goal.
Yeah, amazing goal, amazing debut in Champions League. And he's just going to be a world-class striker.
So, me and Sergio had a debate. I said Vlahovic is going to be better than Haaland. Would you agree?
No.
Okay.
Of course
just,
not.
Just me then.
Yeah.
Let me know, guys, if you do think that I'm correct, that Vlahovic will be better. It's a bit of an unpopular opinion, I reckon.
It's an unpopular opinion and it has no evidence behind it.
Yes, it has.
No, it doesn't. You can't compare Vlahovic's number with Haaland's number.
Well, Vlahovic was a top scorer of
Serie A?
Of Serie A last year. He took Ronaldo's
record.
So, I mean, it's a good sign of being a world-class striker, but I don't think he's going to be any better than
Haaland. It's the unknown, because with Haaland, we know what you get. With Vlahovic, it's still very...
But at the same time with Vlahovic, he was linked with Atleti, so I kind of have to like
him. He was linked by a journalist to Atletico, so then, therefore, I have to like him. No, I mean, he just looks a better athlete to me as a player. It's more pleasing to the eye to play, see him play football, which sounds kind of strange. But the way, you know how Haaland is a bit chunky,
mm-hmm.
like is just
lucky.
Yeah, very weird.
Yeah.
Whereas with Vlahovic, you see someone who's actually like, I mean, his goal was amazing. Mm-hmm. I thought it was very difficult to score that. But again, he wasn't. Yeah, it's tough. I think they both, or Juventus need to get a good team, or they both should move. To really see how good they are.
Yeah, no. You see what they should do. See, Real Madrid gets Mbappe, Haaland goes to Barca, and Vlahovic comes to Atleti.
And then that's the La Liga back
and
up.
And La Liga back up.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, could happen. Okay, then what was our score prediction for this game? I don't think.
I want Villarreal to win. I actually really want Villarreal to win. I think. Oh, it's gonna be a close match. 1-0 probably.
1-0 for Villarreal.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think 3-2, Villarreal.
3-2. Ooh. I'm going to say 2-1 after extra time, Danjuma to score two goals and Vlahovic to score the other one.
Slightly biased in our predictions, but you know. Because we all want Villarreal to win.
We all do. I mean, yeah, don't take us too serious on this. We are all here to make mistakes. Now, Benfica and Ajax drew, where the whole Dutch media was like, oh, it's going to be a walk in the park for Ajax. Did they go down?
No.
They went up and then they came back. Yes, you are correct.
It was an interesting game. Ajax made a lot of defensive mistakes, but I think being locals, they're going to win. It's not going to be much problem for them. But
Benfica only have to score one goal and then can sit back.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
No.
Ajax at home will destroy Benfica.
Yes. Yeah.
Likes of Anthony and Berghaus and Alea and Tadic. I think they're not going
to. Oh, Darwin Núñez, what a player he is. Oh, yeah. He's just such a great player.
Will he be better than Haaland? No, I'm joking.
No, but Darwin Núñez, if he gets like a good move to like Manchester City or something.
No, they just signed Alvarez.
Oh, they just signed Alvarez.
Atleti.
No, I don't want that. We already have too many strikers.
But Suarez going to Korea. Korea, yeah. Okay, well, so you're both saying Ajax destroy Benfica then?
Yeah.
Yeah. 4-0.
4-0?
3-0.
Yourself.
I actually hate Ajax with my gut. But I think for the Dutch football, it's very important that they win. And then, you know, because my friends, some of them are Ajax fans somehow, and they behave like Jake Paul. I was making this comparison. You know, Jake Paul has fought so many like boxers or ex-pros in the MMA and YouTubers, and he's acting all big. That's the same with Ajax. They're all acting big. Who have they actually beaten? Like Dortmund.
Real Madrid.
Yeah, that was how many years ago?
Okay.
I mean, Feyenoord at the start of the year.
But I'm sorry. But Ajax won every single game in the group stages. The only other team that did that was Liverpool.
And Bayern.
And Bayern, no.
Yeah, Bayern did as well.
Did Bayern?
Yeah. Bayern did as well. 18 points. Oh, yeah. 18 and 18. So it's not that special. I mean, they did become the first.
It's not that special.
There were only two teams that made that. So I think that's quite
special. Okay. Please explain to me how Besiktas. All right. No disrespect to Besiktas, but they're sixth in the Turkish league. Okay?
But they won the Turkish league.
I think
league
I could
last year.
Beat Besiktas. Sporting Lisbon, well,
they won the league as well.
They're their second.
They won the league last year as well.
Yeah, but we can't take the Portuguese league
winners three league winners in that.
Three, including themselves, but they don't play themselves.
Yeah.
And then Dortmund, who has been very disappointing throughout this whole season. I mean, losing 5-2 to Leverkusen, losing to St. Pauli, so you know, losing to Hertha Berlin. I love Hertha, but look where they are.
Where are we going with this?
What I'm saying is that Ajax fans need to shut up and actually face a good team before they get cocky. Anyways, it's just my inner frustrations coming out now. I'm going to say 2-0 Ajax.
That's as you start drinking the frustration.
Then the last match was a very tense match.
Yeah,
Atletico drew. I thought they were going to go Atleti style and defend the whole game. You know, went well.
Personally, I was very unsure of the starting lineup.
Because
we had Lodi coming up. We had Herrera and Kondogbia in the midfield.
Very defensive.
But last game as well against Osasuna, Herrera played very well with Koke. And I personally wasn't the biggest fan of him, but now he's starting to play better. So
Herrera.
Yeah, Herrera.
You've got a big Herrera fan.
Yes, he's a great player. No, but he hasn't had the best seasons in Atletico, but he's starting to show.
A bit late maybe because he's like 35 almost.
Yeah, no, but he didn't really get enough playing time at the same time.
I mean, your midfield is stacked.
Yeah,
like the other midfield is stacked.
Like Rodrigo Paul, he really has been.
But he made a really good match against Manchester United.
Yeah.
So I hope he does that as well in Anfield.
Old Trafford. Old Trafford. Yes.
My bad.
All the Liverpool fans are gonna
let's see the race. Yeah, very good game for him.
He had a yellow card. Yeah, he played a better game than
And he bodied Ronaldo as well.
Yeah.
I love that from him.
That's it. Okay, well, let's talk about the game apart from just Atletico. I would say an expected Manchester United, a very disappointing Manchester United.
I wouldn't say it's a disappointing Manchester United. I thought it was a great performance from Atletico that didn't let them play properly.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it was disappointing from both teams.
I don't know. I'm getting this feeling that Manchester is going to win at Old Trafford.
I think, realistically.
2-1. Atletico de Madrid is a team that chokes a lot, so.
But
only finals.
I'm joking. Hey, the biggest trigger of finals is the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Let's not get into that. No, but personally,
this is what he does. Unbelievable. Every single time.
If personally, I want Atleti to win. But Ronaldo, we know how Ronaldo is and how he comes back after he doesn't play well. But at the same time, we know how European nights are for Atleti in England with the likes of Liverpool.
Just Liverpool.
No, because we've done it to Liverpool twice. We did it when Fulham was playing as well.
Okay, and Fulham. But that wasn't...
And Fulham, come on.
That wasn't in England, though, I don't think. Okay, let's
talk... A bit of respect on Joao Felix as well, please.
Please, 121 million.
126.
126
and
million.
And he scored against Manchester United. Robin van Persie, yes.
Huh?
It's like Robin van Persie, you know?
Robin van Persie, at least. Yeah. Okay, I thought it was... I think Kondogbia played an amazing game.
Yeah, he did.
And Lodi's assist was very good. I thought that Oblak looked a bit sketchy for the goal.
Yeah. His positioning really wasn't that great.
No, and he's getting a lot of slack from people now.
Because he has the worst
defense.
No, he has the worst save percentage in the top five leagues.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, look at his defense, bro.
What do you mean that defense? Oh, Savage Jimenez and Reynildo.
Yeah. Who's this bloke, bro?
Mozambique. He's very good.
Is he?
Yeah, even though the goal was kind of his fault, he played very well. Even though the stats may not show.
Let's have a look at his defensive stats. 2 clearances, 2 header, 6 recoveries, and 1 dribbled past, I guess. I don't know. I thought they were both pretty disappointing. It Savage. Was a very... Huh?
Savage.
Wasn't disappointing. No, I was talking about the teams. I mean, if you look at this, like, you look at these players, you look at these players, you hope for a bit more than the way they play, but...
No, you hope for more from Manchester United.
Yeah, not from Atleti. Atleti had a lot of chances. They didn't win in, but...
Hit the crossbar 2 times as well.
And also, Atleti was missing a lot of players. We're missing Koke, the captain, missing Carrasco. Griezmann came back after injury. Lamar was also injured, but he got subbed on. We were missing a lot of players.
Yeah. So, score prediction, you said, what was it? 2-1 Manchester United, was it?
Yeah. I want Atletico to win too bad.
To be fair, they did miss Mason too soon.
Mason Forsewood.
Cavani.
I think Atletico's going to win 2-1 at Old Trafford.
Carrasco's back.
Just to really shush all of them.
To shush all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And to shush Ronaldo.
Mm-hmm.
I think extra time. Maybe even penalties.
Well, and then Ronaldo scores a winning fucking penalty again.
No. I don't know. It's a tough one. It really depends on how Atletico approaches this.
But if you look at Manchester United's fixtures coming up, they have a lot of tough fixtures. So if they go in a bad run of form, that would be beneficial for us.
But both teams have all to play for in their respective leagues, right?
No,
both.
We don't.
Yeah, well, you both have to secure top 4. Yeah. So realistically,
it's harder to secure top 4 in the Prem.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
With all the finance they get?
You can say Man United's a badly run club, but it's harder to go top 4 in the Prem. Because three of the spots are already taken.
Yeah, by Chelsea.
Chelsea, Liverpool, City. So it's just one spot.
One spot. Okay, I'm going to say extra time. Marcus.
Huh? Marcos Llorente.
Marcos Llorente is cool. Oh, no, he'd probably be subbed off by then.
Yeah.
Savage.
Stefan Savage.
Stefan Savage, yes. Okay, now moving on to the winners, the potential winners of this competition. I think, do you have a top 3 favourites?
Yeah, I'd say Liverpool, Manchester City, and Bayern Munich.
Okay.
Yeah.
Agree?
I'd say Manchester City, Liverpool, and Atleti. Yeah, I just have to believe. No, actually, I don't think Liverpool will make it through. I think it'll be Man City. And then what are the other teams? I forgot the other teams.
The other teams are as followed. Real Madrid, PSG, Manchester City, Bayern Munich, Inter Milan, Benfica, Ajax, Manchester United.
There's no team that really...
Villarreal, Juventus.
No. Maybe Chelsea. I think Chelsea will get further than Liverpool.
Really?
Yeah. Because I think what did Sir Alex Ferguson say? Defense wins you titles.
Defense wins you titles, exactly. But not Champions League.
Somebody got a title.
But Atletico have never won it.
I know. No.
I was but defensively, you're very solid. It's not big.
Not this year.
Not this year, but in the past, like 5, 7.
In the past, I was debating. I think it's 2 Real Madrid fans today in school, and none of them are even Spanish fan. It got me so pissed off.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah,
when you're a big club like Real Madrid. So yeah,
no tourists.
But if you have to pick one winner,
Man City.
It all depends on the draw.
Cool.
Man City.
I'd say Liverpool, yeah.
Liverpool?
Yeah, I'd say Liverpool.
Okay, I'm going to go...
Ajax?
Yeah, funny. I'm going to go and say... I think Bayern. Yeah. I think Bayern Munich...
You know...
It's just Bayern.
You know what my theory is?
Unless, obviously, they've...
You know how Liverpool lost... And then one of the year after.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be the same with City.
Well, they
that
deserve
makes no sense deserve, because that is my theory.
But okay,
I think they deserve a Champions League. They've been really close to win it, but they're chokers, just as Atletico. Yeah. They choke big time.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want City to win because of Pep Guardiola. I don't like them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want Atletico to win.
So. Of course I do. Well, of course I do. We're going to win it.
Okay, so obviously there are three standout teams to win it. Who is going to surprise us? Now, obviously, Villarreal, maybe even... Who knows? Lille might pull out one out of the bag. Yeah, Salzburg could potentially. Benfica and Ajax, obviously, two teams that could surprise us.
I don't think there's going to be a big underdog this year.
No?
No. I think. No, because it'll be City goes through, Chelsea goes through. Either Madrid or PSG, they're not underdogs. Juve will probably go through. Ajax will go through. Bayern will go through. Liverpool will go through. And Man United will go through.
No way.
You said that?
No, I still have full faith in Atleti. But, you know, we almost choked the league last year or so.
Yes.
And, you know, Jop was saying, if you listen back to a podcast to January last year, Jop was saying, oh, Atleti have won the league already. It's easy. Like, they should just stop playing because Atleti's going to win it easily. It's going to be boring for the rest of the year. And I told Jop, the league isn't done yet. We won by 1 point.
Yeah, but did you win?
By 1 point. Yeah, but in the last three games,
you just like
we had to come back.
Yeah, it's just like final. We had the one last game as well when we won in 20. In the meantime,
it's okay.
5 years ago now, 4 years ago, five. 2016 17 season. We won by 1 point. We beat our arch rivals, Ajax, the title.
Yes, we did.
So, I thought. I mean, you did almost choke it, but that comes with experience, and I was very happy that they ended up winning. And they had, it was that game was mad because I think you went 1-0 down.
We went 1-0 down for the last three games of the season.
Yeah, all right.
And we went 1-0 down in the 80th minute in at home in the second class game, and then we scored two.
Scored two. Suarez, the man, the myth, the legend. Now it's a one team. Obviously, we have our favourites, and then we have the PSGs, the Juventus, the Chelseas, the maybe the Atleticos, and the Manchester United. Which one of those four or five teams is going to make it the furthest in the sense of maybe semi-finals or maybe even the final, depending obviously on the draw, because the draw is very important. Because if you get Ajax, you're pretty much through if you're one of those teams. If you get Benfica, you're pretty much through with those teams. And if you get Lille, if they even qualify through, you probably go through in Salzburg. Realistically, you know, what do you think? Which one out of those four do you reckon has the best papers to reach maybe the semi finals or the final?
I reckon Juventus.
Juventus?
That's maybe not the one.
I'd say PSG.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about Pep then. And Real Madrid, obviously. They had PSG to make it far. And then tonight we have some interesting games. As Tottenham choked against Burnley yesterday, can't forget about that. We're not going to go through every single one of them. But the one that's being played at in Spain, Sociedad are playing RB Leipzig. Your thoughts on this one? 2-2, all to play for.
It's a tough game, but I think Real Sociedad will end up winning.
By what? How much?
2-1.
2-1. 1-0.
1-0.
Yeah, they're a solid team. Really solid team.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say Leipzig to win.
Why? Because you have Christopher Nkunku on FIFA.
I put him into an SBC, I think. But no, because Leipzig are just one of those teams, you know, that can just... I mean...
They're a Champions League team.
They're a Champions League team. Their team, I can't see right now. They have Soloff. Oh, no, they don't. That's the other team.
That's right,
okay. Yeah, so... On the basis of that knowledge, we're going to have to say that...
That's a good team.
Well, in the league, that makes all the difference. Fourth. Lost eight times. That's double the amount of Bayern. Okay, no, I think Sociedad. I've got it in the bag at home. To RB Leipzig. So they're also,
Real Sociedad's fan base is very strong.
Very strong.
They have a very good fan base.
Okay, nice. Some inside information here on just the offside
in the Basque country, as you say in English.
Yeah,
the fans are very.
Keep going.
Yeah, because if you watch a Real Sociedad game, you really see the whole stadium united after they score. They all turn their backs and start bouncing. Like, it's really incredible.
That's what they do at Ajax.
No one likes Ajax.
Exactly. Do you like Ajax? No, no. Good.
They have a few Mexican players.
Yeah, one.
Alvarez.
Yes, that's it. But he doesn't like.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. But do you like PSV?
PSV, yeah.
Chucky Lozano.
Yeah, Chucky Lozano used to play there.
This is a nice Napoli, segue. Napoli, nice segue. As I spill my beer all over my couch. Chucky Lozano, is he going to play? I don't know. I haven't heard of him in a long time. Is he injured? He is injured. So no Chucky Lozano tonight. No Fatty. No Memphis. 1-1 at the Camp Nou. We did actually watch this game.
Yeah.
Pretty boring. Pretty tense.
Didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it as you were busy revising for your test. Who's going to win? Who's going through? I mean, someone has to win to go through, I guess.
I think we want Napoli to win, so I'll say 1-0.
I reckon 2-1 Napoli.
The way Barcelona are playing, though, right now is very exciting.
Yeah, it is, actually. So, I don't know. It's... they just have a really good team, young team.
They've been better than us in the league. I don't fucking believe it.
That little laugh. Yeah, they have a good team. I mean, Nicky Gonzalez.
They have a lot of players.
Pablo.
I still don't understand how they manage to sign so many players when they're literally dead.
Spotify deal, bro.
Spotify deal. No one even listens on Spotify. Never
listens. Listen to Spotify. Spotify, make sure you hit us up. For that brand deal. Moving on then. Did I say? Penalties. It's going down to the penalties. It's going right down to the wire. And the young Barcelona lad is going to miss the penalty, sadly for him. And that makes Napoli go through to the next round. Rangers actually surprised, I think, all of us. Big Giovanni from Bronckhorst. My G.
They won away from home.
4-2. Yeah. Jeez. See, so nothing special about that, Ajax fans. Okay. What are we saying? Rangers 4-2 up. Oh, well, 2-0 up.
I reckon Haaland's gonna score a hat trick.
Haaland, 3-0. Just to prove your point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Dortmund can win, but they won't score more goals than Rangers. So, I'll say 2-1.
Two.
Yeah.
To who? Dortmund.
Yeah.
That's not enough.
Yeah, I know.
So they will win, but it's not enough to go through. Okay, I'm going to say an exciting 2-2 draw. Dortmund go 2-0 up. Last 10 minutes, madness in the Ibrox. What's the stadium name? Ibrox. I think it's Ibrox. Okay. And obviously, my man, Giovanni van Bronckhorst, is here in my heart because he won the title with final. No bias here.
What's my Bronckhorst? No, don't worry.
Okay, any other games we feel like picking up?
That's gonna be a good game.
Okay, two.
But Zenit with all of these
Russians.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to happen.
they're playing away from home. It's convenient
for
the timing, I guess. In some ways,
Betis will win.
I hope Betis win and that proper pound them.
No, I think they'll win 2-1.
At home, they've got a good fan base.
They do.
Nabil Fekir to shine.
Yeah,
almost so close to Liverpool, huh?
Juanmi,
he was player of the month last month.
Sergio Canales, he's
very good as well,
really good player.
And of course, Claudio Bravo,
Guardado, he plays well.
He's Linus.
Oh,
no, but Guardado is the captain of Betty,
is he?
Yeah,
but I'm so sorry about Linus, he has been on the bench all season long, so I hope he gets out next season. On the loan.
You could have signed for Ajax and went to Betis.
Yes, that was a terrible decision. I think it was a lot of it made a lot of controversy among Mexican
supporters.
It was his decision. So I think it wasn't the best choice for him.
He should have gone to the final.
Yeah. No, to Ajax. But, you know, it is what it is. And let's hope he gets a better place to be.
Okay, so, okay, yeah.
And then Conference League is kind of irrelevant. Yeah.
The Conference League is the best league. Obviously, okay, final progressed to the next round without even having to play in this round.
Good games
I mean, okay, I wanted to touch upon Bodo Glimt. Bodo / Glimt.
Oh, yeah.
They beat Celtic. Celtic, obviously, I mean, Celtic?
Is it Celtic or Celtic?
Celtic. Are you joking?
No. I've always heard Celtic.
No, Celtic.
Oh, my bad.
Really? You thought you pronounced it Celtic?
I don't know. I've always thought that Peter Squash people pronounce it Celtic.
Oh, well, maybe. I don't know. But it's called Celtic.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean,
can read.
Yeah. But obviously, Rangers beat Dortmund 4-2, and then Celtic lose at home 3-1. When also Celtic beat Rangers, I think, away from home or at home 3-1. So I thought that was interesting. Bodo Glimt obviously beat Roma and drew to Roma in the group stage. And they were very unlucky, actually, not to progress in the first instance. Do you think Celtic can pull it back 2-0 extra time, maybe?
No.
Or no?
No.
Bodo Glimt?
Yeah, I think they can do it.
The Norwegian
team. Well, I don't understand how Tel Aviv is part of the Europa League. One is Israel. That's not in Europe.
That's a good question. I don't know. You have to be with... what's his name? Cheryshev or whatever his name is.
Yeah,
not Cheryshev.
I hope I do some news.
Who's that? Why? Why did I say that in Dutch?
Because Cervena Slesa is a good team from Belgrade.
Okay. Then, obviously, for all our PSV fans listening in the Netherlands, I'm going to say that despite the fact you were so shit against Maccabi Tel Aviv, you will still draw and you will go through. It's going to be Roger Smit, very bad. He's leaving at the end of the season.
Mm.
Unlucky for all, because we all want him to stay because he's that terrible. I mean, they're still second in the league, but it's just a matter of time till finals clinch to that second place.
The first place.
First place if Ajax lose two times during the season. I mean, we still have to play Ajax away from home. Easy dub.
You lost at home.
We, huh?
You lost at home, right?
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, it happens all the time.
I thought the final was funny.
And then obviously PSV.
Yeah, PSV is winning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gutierrez.
Gutierrez. Well, he's injured, right?
He actually was horrible injury for him last weekend.
That's really bad for a national team. Because we lack of players right now.
Good players. Should I go to Mexico and get a Mexican passport to play for the national team?
Yeah, you should.
The Mexican league isn't that bad.
No, it's not. But I think just Tata Martino just doesn't.
Who?
Tata the manager. Martino, yeah, the manager. He doesn't put on the right players who have higher level in the Mexican league than players that play in Europe.
Does he still call up Carlos Vela?
No, he just retired. He said, "I'm not playing anymore with the national Mexican team." Yeah,
that's kind of like Sierra. He didn't get called up for the AFCON for...
Yeah, because he didn't want to... Yeah, yeah.
And then he said he doesn't want to play for them anymore.
Wait, so that was... was it a saga then?
Hmm?
We got a saga. Like, was it a big thing?
Yes.
Was it a clash
he was
between player and manager?
In 2014, Carlos Vela rejected the national Mexican team.
Why? And because of the coach?
No, because he just didn't want it to go. He had on the past... some problems with the Mexican Federation, Football Federation, and he didn't want it to go, and he did not went just because he did not go. Sorry, just because
personal,
I don't know, personal reasons, and he made it to the 2018 World Cup, but I mean, he's just the guy who takes decisions out of what he wants, not of what other people want. So I think it's a very respectful way of doing things. And he has cojones.
Which
for no to the Mexican national team.
Yeah. And painful though, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, well, he doesn't give a shit about football. He prefers basketball rather than watching football.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow. Pagan.
Did the first teams in the Europa League also go straight through?
Yeah, because of the Champions League people dropping down. So that's what I was going to ask the next question. Who's going to win the Europa League with Lyon still being in there, AS Monaco, Spartak Moscow, Frankfurt,
Cervena,
Galatasaray somehow?
Cervena Zvezda.
Cervena Zvezda. Yeah. Zvezda.
It's from Belgrade, from the Serbians.
I would like Real Betis to win. Real Betis to win the
Europa. Actually, yeah, I want Betis to win as well.
Okay.
I would love to Cervena Zvezda.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to say, wait, there's no Sevilla.
Yeah, there is. They're playing against
Sevilla to win the whole tournament.
They're playing Dinamo Zagreb.
So Betis over Napoli, Barcelona.
Yeah.
I would love Rangers to win it.
No.
I would love Rangers to win it. Rangers.
Or Real Sociedad, I wouldn't mind. I don't really like Real Sociedad that much, but they could also have a good shot.
I'm going to say Rangers to win.
Okay.
Or West Ham.
West Ham are so inconsistent.
And then obviously the biggest competition in world football right now, the Europa League, or the Europa Conference League, should I say.
Oh, shit.
Who's going to win?
Roma. No, man. I think...
There's one team. 14 points.
I think Super Feyenoord. You make us happy.
Feyenoord or Roma?
I mean, there was an American database company. I forgot the name. 538 or something along those lines.
Copenhagen.
Copenhagen, but they predicted final to go all the way and win it. Actually, they have the most chance. So touch wood, that happens, because then it's going to be madhouse. Since we're not winning the league, sadly, I don't think.
No, come on, I start five. Where's the final of the Conference League?
Where in Albania?
Why?
Yeah.
Why in Albania?
Don't ask me, bro. I don't know. Look, short spur match final.
Do they have enough stadiums in it? Like, is the stadium bigger, man?
I don't know. It's in Tirana or something. I don't know what the stadium is. Tirana, yeah.
Yeah, that's a coal city.
Yeah, I don't know how big the stadium is, but it has to fulfill some.
They should just have at the Cap.
They should. Last time final played in the Cap in a Europa League game, they actually won. In 2002.
And they put fireworks inside the stadium last time they played.
Yeah. Anyways, that will be it, I think. So, to win the Champions League one more time.
Man City.
Manchester City, Bayern Munich, and
Liverpool.
And to win the Europa League.
Cervena Zvezda.
So that's the Conference League.
No. Cervena Zvezda.
Okay.
Europa Betis.
League, Betis and Rangers. Conference League, easy one.
Feyenoord.
Roma, Feyenoord. And Feyenoord. Thank you very much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you download Curing and the Curing app in the Play Store so you never lose your shit again, or you find it, I guess. You can always lose your shit. And thank you very much for listening. You want to say something on your debut?
Yeah, I have no good English fluency, so I want to apologize for that.
You don't have to.
And,
that was good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Sergio sucks dick. Thank you very much for listening. And see you later.